This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Aftershocks rattle Morocco, and as rescuers look for survivors, residents assess damage and family begin burying loved ones, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Many left homeless, slept outside following Friday night's magnitude 6.8 quake. The worst destruction in rural mountainous communities where water and power were cut off. British tourist Graham Stewart says he's never seen anything like it.
It is really sinks home when you come here and see the epicenter of all these poor people.
More than 2,000 dead, that number rising. Burials underway in this small village where this woman lost loved ones. Meanwhile in Marrakesh, Jalila Garina donating at a blood drive.
There's people who are dying. At this moment we speak and they are needing help. Any help?
I'm Julie Walker.
U.S. President Joe Biden said on Sunday China was changing the rules of the game without specifying which rules while speaking to reporters in Hanoi, Vietnam. Biden told reporters he met with Chinese Premier Li Qiang at the annual G20 summit in New Delhi.
I want to see China succeed economically, but I want to see him succeed by the rules.
Biden said he does not want to isolate China, but intends to have a stable base in the Indo-Pacific region for the U.S. Airstrikes killed at least 46 people and injured dozens Sunday at a Khartoum market, local activists said. One of the deadliest single attacks in Sudan's nearly 5 months of war. The bombing in the south of Sudan's capital came about a week after another airstrike, also in southern Khartoum, killed 20 civilians on September 2nd, according to activists. Follow us online at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Two foreign aid workers have reportedly been killed in eastern Ukraine when Russian shelling hit a van carrying a team of four working with a Ukrainian NGO. The Road to Relief NGO identified one of the dead volunteers as a Canadian, while Spanish authorities said a 32-year-old woman had also been killed. Elsewhere, the head of Kyiv's military administration said over two dozen drones launched by Russia were shot down early on Sunday, with debris scattering across the capital and wounding at least one person. Greek health officials are warning of infectious diseases resulting from the floods that ravaged the farming heartland of Greece as a result of dead livestock scattered across devastated sections. Anthony Karasava reports.
The looming health crisis adds to Daniel's destruction after walls of water pounded the Thessaly plain. Officials say over a four-day period, the storm drenched the affected area with more rainfall than London sees in a full year. On Sunday, Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis toured the region to inspect recovery operations. Locals say the biggest but most pressing challenge is to rebuild the region to fortify it against future natural disasters and climate change. Anthi Karasava, VOA News, Athens.
Monday is the 22nd anniversary of the 9/11 terrorist attacks in the U.S. AP correspondent Julie Walker says family members are remembering loved ones lost that day.
James Giacconi lost his older brother Joe, who was 43 on 9/11. He was working for Cantor Fitzgerald at the World Trade Center.
But he was a good guy and he was taken much too young.
Giacconi says he got into Ground Zero and helped with the search.
When I got down here, I knew immediately that Joe wasn't coming home.
The planes hijacked around the country claimed nearly 3,000, most of them in New York, where a reflecting pool memorial sits.
And as I watched the water go over the side of the pool, I kind of feel like it was like a letting go.
Commemorations will take place here in New York at the Pentagon and Shanksville, Pennsylvania. I'm Julie Walker.
Spanish Football Federation chief Luis Rubiales engulfed in scandal over allegations he gave an unsolicited kiss to a player on the Women's World Cup team last month, said on Sunday he will resign from his position as president. A Spanish prosecutor filed a complaint with the High Court against Rubiales last week for sexual assault and coercion over his allegedly unsolicited kiss on the lips of Jenny Hermoso. I'm Joe Ramsey.